to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing Beyond Tomorrow from 1940, starring Harry Carey, C. Aubrey Smith, and Charles Wininger, directed by A. Edward Sutherland. Alright, so now some behind-the-scenes details about Beyond Tomorrow from 1940. This is one of the most famous of the handful of films produced by Lee Garms, and Garms was better known as one of the industry's leading directors of photography. And another essential detail, the failure of the original copyright holder to renew the film's copyright resulted in it falling into the public domain. And as a result of that, there are various VHS tapes of it, there's various DVDs and whatnot, there's various versions. In fact, in some countries, it's called a different film altogether. So all around, it's kind of a messy intellectual property. You know, depending where you see it, you may not even be seeing the whole film. So that's one of the things that happens a lot in this era, is films fall into public domain, or the copyright was not renewed, and so they kind of get forgotten and get butchered. So this is one of those, sadly, that has succumbed to that. And the version I saw of this film is on Tubi, so as far as I know, this is the complete version of the film, but there may be others out there. So, as such, this is the one that is on Tubi, and I believe it's an hour and 28 minutes or something like that. There may be a minute missing or so, but that's the version that I saw of this film. And then finally, kind of speaking to how I was saying there's different versions or different titles, this film was released as Beyond Christmas by 20th Century Fox in 2004, and this has both the restored black and white version plus a colorized version of the film, which is kind of a practice that was done a lot back in the 80s, especially in the Ted Turner era at Time Warner, is that they started to colorize films and whatnot. And so this is one of those movies that fell victim to that. It's a Wonderful Life. A lot of public domain movies kind of fell victim to this, so... All right, so those are kind of the behind-the-scenes details about Beyond Tomorrow. Let me talk about my thoughts on the plot. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. You know, I think it started off really nice. I like the three old men. I think they're great characters, and the actors are great for them. And I love how they're showing charity towards Jimmy and Jean. I think that was great. But to me, once they die, the three old men die and kind of become these spirits, that to me is where the film kind of changes, because they're no longer the main characters. And to me, I don't like that as much. I think they should have still remained the leads. A similar film with a similar premise would be A Guy Named Joe, starring Spencer Tracy. Even though he dies and, you know, he's in the afterlife, kind of becomes a little bit of a guardian angel, he's still the main character. In this film, this is not the case. Jimmy and Jean kind of become the main characters, and so the plot kind of changes, where it's from redeeming the old man and, you know, letting go of the past and becoming better, it kind of becomes a romantic story of, you know, lovers quarrel, right? The will they, won't they, if you will, where Jimmy has to decide between his career as a singer, because he's a really good singer and he's being recognized for it, or being married to Jean. And so it kind of changes the whole tone, whole purpose of the film, and I'm not a huge fan of that. So because of that, that's why I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. It's still a good story and still good character-wise. I just wish they had it focused on one or the other, because, you know, Jimmy and Jean, they're kind of introduced, maybe 20, 15 minutes into the film. They're not the main characters, and I don't like that they were changed to. They should either started out as the main characters, or the three guys should have been kind of the, like, supporting. Because it seemed like it was going to be their movie, but they changed it, so I didn't like that as much. Okay, so talking about the acting, I give it a 4 out of 5, you know, despite my thoughts on the plot. I really liked the three actors for the old men. I thought they were great. You know, they kind of represent, the different sides of a business, right? You have the grumpy old man, you have the cheerful, happy-go-lucky that kind of pushes him along, and then you have the mid guy who kind of can't decide which way he wants to go. He's kind of easily swayed by them. I thought they were a great trio. Kind of remind me of ones like, you know, Mickey, Donald, and Goofy, or, you know, Three Stooges, right? They were a great trio here, and I really think they should have been the focus. They were really, really good actors, and I loved it. The actor for Jimmy, he's one of the other characters. I thought he was fine. I definitely think his singing was his strong suit, if that really is his singing voice. I thought it was great. Really good. Old country western type singing. I really liked it. And the actress for Jean was great too. If you've ever seen Little Women, she's one of the sisters in that movie. I thought she was a great actress, but kind of underutilized. I felt like we should have seen more of their romance on screen. We didn't really see that. It was all off camera. And I don't like that as much either. I want to see him, you know, talking to each other. I want to see them blossoming and growing their relationship. It kind of just seemed forced and out of nowhere, if you will. Because, like, an example is one scene, they're walking out together. It's the first time they meet. And then in the next scene, they're already a couple. It's like, oh, well, we didn't see any of that relationship develop because now they're the main characters. Those are kind of my thoughts on it. There's another actress I really liked, Madame Tanya. She's a Russian character in this film. I thought she was great, but kind of underutilized. I wish we saw more of her. I thought she was a great actress. Kind of adds the heart to the film. And yeah, that was pretty much it. I thought overall the acting was great and pretty strong suit. Again, I wish the three old guys were the mains and not secondary and not kind of change, you know. I didn't like that as much. All right, so now I'm talking about the directing. I gave that a 3.5 out of 5. I thought it was okay, not great. I don't know why they decided to change the plot so much, because to me it really should have been the old guys. It really should have been their movie, right? Because at the end it kind of shows them, you know, being redeemed and whatnot, and so it's like, yeah, but all this middle chunk is missing, because the whole middle is just devoted to Jimmy and Jean and their relationship. And we kind of see the ghosts here and there. We almost forget about them. I didn't like that as much. So I don't know if, again, this is the version that's on Tubi. It could certainly be a butchered version. But as far as I understand, there isn't an extended version or a longer one with this. This seems to be the complete version of what there is of it. So, yeah, that's why I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. All right, so talking about cinematography and special effects, I gave that a 4 out of 5. I thought it was really good. You know, they did this really cool overlaying footage, kind of like I was mentioning in A Christmas Carol earlier this month, where the actors that were ghosts, they were shot on a soundstage or something like that. So it kind of gave the impression that they looked like ghosts when they were brought in to overlay the real background. So I thought that was really cool. And the camera angles were good too. Nothing major spectacular, you know, no Hitchcockian or Orson Welles type filmmaking, if you will. But it's definitely generic. It's definitely your average Christmas movie, I think, when it comes to that. Nothing really out of the ordinary. But yeah, I liked it overall, though. I really liked the visual effects that they did. I thought it was really, really cool. I guess it would be optical. That gets into the weeds there. But I thought the effects they had were really, really cool. All right, so now my thoughts on the music. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I really, really liked it. I thought the actor for Jimmy, I thought he was a really good singer. Again, I don't know if it's really his voice or not, but it was really, really good. I thought there was great Christmas caroling. It was really good music all around, especially the scene where they're all in a party together and Jimmy's a little sheepish, but they get him to sing to everyone. It was a great scene. I loved it. So I thought the music was really good. The reason why I don't give it a 5, though, is it becomes the focus of the movie, and I really think it should have been the redemption arc of the three old guys. I think that should have been the focus and not on the singing career. So that's kind of why I brought it down a little bit. All right, so tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to a 3.8 out of 5, which I'll be rounding to a 4 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Yes, I think it's a good movie. I don't think it's a great film. I wouldn't put it up there with, like, It's a Wonderful Life or even ones like Christmas in Connecticut or anything like that. I think this is just a fun one you could put on and have in the background and just, you know, cozy up and whatnot. I think it's a fine Christmas movie. Nothing really bad with it. Just plot-wise, I thought it was bad. But other than that, I thought it was a great, great, fine film. Nothing super wow factor, but it was a fine film. And so yeah, I recommend it. All right, well, those are my thoughts on Beyond Tomorrow from 1940. Thank you so much for watching and listening to today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music, and video versions on YouTube and Rumble Mondays at 7 p.m. All right, well, those are my thoughts, and thank you again so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.